Why are they prosecuted more? Why are they punished more harshly starting at an earlier age? What's the appropriateness of that? And does prison for the male brain, does that actually help, you know, transform these guys into being better members of society? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, all around the world, like we talked about, you know, boys are at a young age are punished more. For example, and I'll give you an example of what little boys do. There have been several studies where boys, little boys and little girls are told not to touch a certain object, right? And
right.
And their parent will say it in a harsh voice. And more typically, the little girls will listen to the harsh voice and they will not touch the object. Little boys more typically will go for it and they'll have to be physically restrained, right? And so, you know, throughout the world, little boys get punished more from a young age because they don't follow the verbal restriction as much.
Right.
And one of the things psychologists have known, you know, for 50 years, that's 20-fold more in males is physical aggression. Now, if you look at numbers of times males and females get angry in a 24-hour period, in terms of they report feeling the feeling of anger, that's equivalent. Males and females feel the same amount of anger. It's just what they do with it. And males become physically aggressive 20-fold more than females. And you look at that and the fact that they're stronger and bigger and they behave more aggressively, and you look at our prison population for violent crimes, and it's 90% to 95% male. This is not surprising, is it?
No. No, it's not. But in a way, I guess what surprises me is that how much then or to what do we attribute the growth in violent female behavior? Is that representing a change in the female biochemistry?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's something that's been very puzzling to researchers.
Because
they don't know what percentage change that is, but they think that it is trending in that direction, with girls being more aggressive physically in high school groups of girl gangs than in the past.
Well, and I think that aggression here, I'll talk off the cuff, and I don't know where you are on this, and I'm just assuming you're just so dang smart, you're going to come up with an answer even if I'm not in your wheelhouse. So here you go. There were many discussions about how girls were hitting puberty at an earlier rate because of either improved nutrition or hormones in milk or whatever the current theory was. But we know statistically it seems true that girls are reaching a physical age of maturity way earlier than they had, say, 100 years ago, whether that's increased protein, whatever. So then we also know that girls, whether it's because of nature or nurture, and I know this is true in my case, I don't know about your teenage son, but that there are many more sexually aggressive teenage girls out there today than there were 30 years ago. And we see that played out in a couple of different ways in society. I don't know if that statistically ends up being, you know, anecdotal or whether we can say that's empirical, but where are you with the relationship between
the onset of puberty? So what we know is that in the wild, let's say, in cultures that don't have access to enough nutrition, the average age of onset of menses for girls is about 17.
Okay.
And in our culture, it's 12.1 years old is the average age of onset. Now that's considered the nutritional improvement. Now that was so actually back we're 1960. So at about 1960, our culture, in America, the amount of nutrition we had brought it to that 12-year-old level. Since then, it's actually crept down. I think it was about 12.3 years old then, and now it's crept down to about 12.0, which, even though it's only 0.3 of a year, you're right, it's trending, and people feel that it's because, you know, we have a lot more obesity, and the fat cells in your body are what trigger the brain to know that it's okay to start ovulating.
And oh, that's interesting.
Because you have enough fat cells to sustain a pregnancy.
Oh, how about that? I hadn't heard that.
That's one of the triggers for onset. You can't go into puberty unless you have enough fat cells. So the trending with obesity in the country may be bringing on puberty a bit earlier, but not not hugely earlier. So you're right. It is trending in that direction. I don't know whether that's enough to explain the increase in physical aggression amongst girls. I mean, you know, even if it's increased only by 10%, that's still a lot.